You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Weebum, featuring XV.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, and I am your host, Brian Kilby. Today is Wednesday the 13th. We do the show on Wednesday.
Yeah, but it probably won't be up till Friday.
I'm going to try to have it up Thursday. I'm challenging myself to do it.
Do it.
So if we record on the 13th and it posts on Friday, then it is sort of Friday the 13th.
Ooh, yeah, time shifting.
My head hurts.
All right.
Yes. And with me this week, I have J.D. Church, Rob Springer, Bweebum, XV, Lady Wreck, and John DeLuna. Hey, people, how's it going?
Good.
Mostly good. Four now.
Hi, John.
I'll turn it off.
So what are you eating, Rob?
Makes it.
NES coin candies.
Awesome. Okay. So, again, this is Radio Free Cybertron. We talk Transformers and related stuff. So lots of stuff going on this week. Let's go ahead and jump into the news. So the big news for me, I mean, there's lots of news, lots of great stuff to get into. But the Hub debuted. The Hub.
Apparently in French.
Debuted.
It's really odd that G1, the Transformers, is on air again. It's like the first time in, 14 years since it was on the Sci-Fi Channel?
Something like that, yeah.
It is so surreal having the Transformers with frickin' commercial breaks. Yeah, I mean, does no one else find this odd? It is
sort of surreal. I will give you that. And it's a different version, too. Because I've only ever seen the Rhino episodes, at least in,
Oh, okay.
And so this is a little bit, it's a different version. There's a few different scenes, I think, in it, and colors are, I guess, original. I don't know.
And you don't have those terrible sound effects that Rhino added into, second season.
Yeah.
Do you guys catch yourself watching it? And it seems really quiet in the room, and you're kind of like, is this real life?
Yeah. The weird thing is, it's like I'm watching it, and it's dark. So I'm like, is it like 6 in the morning, and where's Tommy Kennedy at? Where's the big Optimus Prime puppet? And I'm like, am I dreaming? Is this real? And it's surreal. It really is surreal because if it was anything else, it's like, oh, hey, that's a crappy old cartoon that I used to watch. But the Transformers is such a, definitive part of all of our lives that it's really, really odd.
You know what? I'm slightly anticipating a little bit more than the premiere of Prime or this past Monday when Hub Boom happened.
Hub Boom.
A boom, that's what the block's called.
A boom.
Yep. Once the news gets out to other people that G1's on TV again, and all the anime guys and all the other guys start realizing, and there's going to be that moment of clarity when they're going to walk up to me and go, you're right. Yeah, I'm waiting for this moment.
Oh, you can only
hope. I just want to walk into Hot Topic.
They're like, you know what? There's no reason to compare anymore. We're just gonna go over here and die.
Yeah, it's
like, yeah. Hot Topic's gonna have a big clearance sale when people stop buying shirts.
Yeah, it's like I picked up Masterpiece Grimlock this weekend. Everyone should go to tfvideo.net and watch my review.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah, screw you. I posited the X. Over the weekend, I posited the XV. I'm like, how many people confuse Masterpiece Grimlock for a reissue? How many people falsely remember Grimlock being this, intricate toy?
This big.
Yeah, but he's not.
Color changey eyes.
Yes. Oh, that's like the best thing ever. That's especially with the visor. I mean, the dino eyes, that's pretty cool, but the little slider thing for the visor is excellent. I love that toy. I'm glad I finally got it. It took forever. He's if you're watching the video, he's right here.
Hub-related news... apparently, the Hub is doing better than Discovery Kids Network.
No doubt. And it's a good channel.
It's a good channel. It's a new channel. So, makes sense.
It has Batman.
It has Laverne and Shirley.
Too bad I don't have it.
I can't get it.
It's like it's better at being Nickelodeon than Nickelodeon.
it's really just missing like Car 54. Where are you and my three dads or my three sons?
And my three dads.
My two dads. That was the show that had what's his face on it.
I watched it all Sunday. I was like, My Little Pony's on. Huh. My Little Pony.
Just fight through it.
4 hour block of My Little Pony.
No, it's the whole thing's done in blocks, and there's like a girl cartoon block where they have My Little Pony and a couple other more girl centric cartoons.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Yeah, Strawberry Shortcake guy.
I've heard. I mean,
I went to the bathroom during that 30, but. But yeah, it's like there's an action block, there's a girl Loyola block, there's like the kids block. It's called like Hubbub. You know, I love the little blocks' names. They got little fun names.
It's cute. It's fun. It's,
yeah, the it's adult kid. Alternative to Adult Swim is like Hubboom.
What's on Hubboom?
What, G.I. Joe and Transformers.
That's not really an alternative to Adult Swim, though.
Well, do I want to watch unfunny 15-minute flash cartoons or this?
Good point.
Yeah.
Touche.
I've already seen this episode of Futurama 1,000 times, Comedy Central.
That's true. One thing, I thought about this before, but TFG1 Mike mentioned it on my Facebook page. It's missing Jim.
It is, severely.
Yeah, it really is missing Jim. I like Jim.
That and then Inhumanoids.
The thing is, the Inhumanoids only lasted like 6 episodes. I mean, there's only like 6 or 7 episodes of that. Am I wrong? Or did it make it?
I have a hard time remembering because you remember when it first came on, it was cut up into little segments that went along that whole.
Yeah, I mean, there's. Block, so it's, I mean, I only have like I have like all I think I have all the episodes. It's only like 6 or 7.
I smell Friday movie.
Yes. So, but Inhumanoids would be great if nothing else for the theme. But I can live without that. I do want Jim back. Jim is fantastic.
The funny part is when you watch Batman, you're like, doesn't Mattel make these? They're getting everyone's money.
Oh, Batman Beyond, man.
Batman Beyond's great.
Pretty sweet show.
It was.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
But the Adam West Batman show, it hasn't aged well. Or I guess I haven't, you know, now that I'm like in my 30s, I'm not like 7 anymore. And I'm not like, oh, wow, it's Batman.
Well, that is from the 60s.
Yes. Right. But, you know, as a kid, I enjoyed it as a kid. But now it's kind of like a bad caricature of itself. I know there are people who get into it and who find it hilarious, like XV, but it just doesn't work for me anymore. But we haven't gotten to the Cesar Romero stuff, so.
That'll help.
Yeah, just you wait, buddy.
That will help.
Just you wait.
Yep.
Let's see here. So, what's this about Bumblebee in a actual car, cop car, like colliding.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Oh my god. Wow. It's really cursed.
It was actually quite awesome.
It's awesome this time because most likely somebody is not going to be in a perpetual vegetative state for the rest of their life because of
Michael Bay.
Nobody was hurt. She's fine.
I hate watching that video though because when I first heard about it, I was like, I knew Michael Bay was just like, dude. And when I was like, yeah, this is awesome. And then you watch the video and you're like, man.
Yeah, it's actually kind of like low speed collision. It's not really.
SUV was blowing by.
And the whole time I'm watching it, it's like, I understand the reason the wreck happened. You know, it was an accident. The cop was taking the shortest route to an emergency. It was necessary. But you see it happen, you're like, what are you, a dumbass? You couldn't swerve to miss that slow moving car?
You know what the thing is, though? I went last night, and I saw that they actually had a canine SUV on one of the prop trucks. So they actually, the production company actually borrowed some Metro PD cop cars, and they were using them as like driving around and stuff like that. So the guy who was driving the Bumblebee might have thought that was just like part of it, so he didn't really think about it. And then the cop was like, oh, this guy's totally going to see me. And he didn't see him.
So are they going to, like, so how long is it going to take him to, like, write this into the script?
And my question is this. Is this going to, like, impede Bumblebee from getting his voice back?
Actually, this might his voice back. You know, some traumatic injury and he gets his voice back.
Sort of like when, like, the characters get hit on the head and then they're all screwed up and then you hit them on the head again and then they're okay.
Miraculously, right.
And they become a genius of some sort.
Yeah.
I look forward to the song where all of a sudden, like, He's like, he's playing the chase music, and the car hits him. Damn, I wish I was your love.
Yeah, it would actually be pretty awesome if they started playing.
Or they probably just play sound bites from French Connection.
Michael Bay hasn't seen it. He's like, you guys seen The Matrix?
It's like, I made that.
That was pretty awesome.
Except when I made it, it had more explosions.
Cargo smash. That was awesome. Yeah. Wild stallions. I'm baked.
Blow some crap up.
Okay, so also there's a there was a filming near the Capitol building, and there was like a shootout in film, not like a crazy person.
Never mind. Keep going.
No, please, no. You obviously know more about this than I do. I'm just reading the show notes.
Was they did not film until midnight, and I have work, so there's no way. I was staying in there until midnight. I was there when they started closing the streets at around 6:30. And I don't know how many times you guys have actually been to DC, but
once
around like 5:30, the place is a wreck. There's just traffic all over the place. So it took them a little while to close off all the streets. They kept moving us from one part of the street, from one side of the street of Pennsylvania Avenue, which runs pretty much right to the side of the Capitol building. They kept moving us around. Like, they were pretty much making us do hopscotch, like, down the street. Actually, a lot of people pretty much left by the time they started blowing stuff up.
So it was Bag of Hangers there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was a strong wind, so they had to chain her down.
Yeah, we did see a whole bunch of trucks and stuff like that, but it seems like that, according to what we were looking at and all the videos that popped up online too, it doesn't seem like they did anything else except that shot.
Wow.
I can just see Peter's frustration. It's like, we get weeks of them filming in Chicago, and it's like revitalizing Chicago's local economy. It's a great time. Everyone's having a good time. Then they get to D.C., and there's like wrecks and shootouts. Peter's like, oh, damn.
Screw me over.
Come on. Behave.
No, seriously. I was not a happy. A lot of people actually weren't happy campers because they were like, all right, you guys can go over here. They're like, okay. So they sat down. They set up camp. Or whatever, they just kind of chilled out. And then they said, oh, no, you got to move across the street now. They're like, why? They're like, you just have to. I'm like, okay. I'm like, no, wait, you got to move across the street again. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I can't do anything. They pushed everybody at least 150 yards or 150 yards away from the actual shooting and the mayhem, pretty much.
Hmm.
And I was not.
Wow.
Yeah, I salute you, sir, for putting up with that. That's pretty awesome.
So you're an American hero.
I was telling somebody that I stayed until about 9:30, and they're like, "Are you insane? Like, you sat around for 2.5 hours with nothing going on? You stayed? Are you insane?" I was like, "I guess I am. I guess I really just wanted to see some Transformers."
Some awesome Michael Bay Transformers.
Yeah.
I did get to see the three government Decepticon SUVs.
Sweet. Because SUVs are evil.
Did you see Prime go by?
No, but
because that's what I'd want
to
see.
Jace got to see Prime go by.
That's cool.
He was there the day before, which was Columbus Day, so I didn't go in. But he got to see it. He got to see Bumblebee all wrecked up and sometimes.
You know, something just occurred to me. So, is Michael Bay's vision of the Transformers as true to the Transformers as his vision of Pearl Harbor was to Pearl Harbor?
I would say it's equally as so.
Yeah, I just after like 3 years, that thought finally occurred to me. I'm slow, so.
I would say that Michael Bay's version of Transformers is at least as authentic as his version of Pearl Harbor.
Awesome.
I'm going to go on record saying Michael Bay's version of Transformers is pretty darn true to the Transformers cartoon. Maybe not visually, but just watch the cartoon sometime. Pay attention to that.
Yes.
It makes just be honest with yourself.
Yeah, just it might surprise yourself how close that scripts are similar. Wait, that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
That's a huge plot hole. That's a huge plot hole.
And it's just fall in the water and then fly away. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, hold on. The super powerful thing that creates life can kill him? But it also can bring him back to life. What the hell is going on here? Am I high?
You could be.
Well, it'd make more sense then, wouldn't it?
Wild Stallions, Rob.
Yeah.
Wild Stallions.
Once again, Michael Bay. He's like, dude, we just smoked like a dube and made a scene for Transformers. It was awesome. What happened? Devastator had balls. Shut
up. Yeah, so what do you think of Generations Cup? We just got pictures of that today.
Oh, yes.
He's a car truck.
He's a truck. He's a pickup. Hey,
he's not an El Camino for a change.
He's kind of, dude. He's totally an El Camino.
He's a modern El Camino, not a future El Camino.
Yeah,
he's a Cadillac El Camino.
Yeah, there you go, Cadillac.
That's pretty sweet.
I like that. I like that he has like a definite like retro Cup chest though.
Looks like Cup.
Yeah, but he has those funny shoulders though. That
and he comes with a musket.
Well, we don't know if he's transformed.
He comes with a musket.
That's possible.
He does come with a musket. His rifle is a musket.
Is it a musket?
Oh, I'm just laughing because I think that's funny.
Yeah,
it's a musket that he can also apparently hold as a cane.
You know.
All right, that's just good.
What kid would want that?
So I mean,
I'm hoping that the, I'm hoping his license plate.
It's not for kids. It's for adults.
I'm hoping his license plate spot will be one piece, so you can put a custom one over it that says pills.
So this Perceptor though has like amazing calves and really bad thighs.
Yeah.
Somebody wasn't on a stepper.
Oh, that's right.
But we talk about how all the other toys kind of look like they are a price point above where they are. Looking at Perceptor, he really does kind of look like a deluxe. But he looks like a nice deluxe.
Yeah, he looks decent awesome. Deluxe.
Yeah.
I'm happy with him.
I like the face sculpt.
Yeah.
It's not really Perceptor to me, going by the cartoon, but I still like the way it came out.
I mean, it's Dull Surprise to the extreme.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have to have it open for Dull Surprise, as in...
It looks like the vehicle mode's missing some paint apps, so I'm hoping that there's some more stuff tampoed on, because it's pretty boring. But we'll see.
So you think they'll do a head swap for Energon Ironhide on that?
No? That actually would not be a terrible
idea. Yeah, I'm thinking it through. I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Anyway, just throwing that out there.
Interesting question.
So we got more pictures.
They should. I know we're getting it as a Reflector instead, but they should make that Gears.
Oh, yeah.
So we got some more photographs. We got new pictures of Wreck-Gar, who still looks even more amazing.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I know. He looks even better. And
we gotta stop liking him so much, because we're going to get him on our hands, and he's just going to fall apart every time we try to transfer.
You know, occasionally you'll want a toy so bad that you see, and you get it, and it's still awesome. Like Dark Mount.
The more you like him, the more he's not come out.
This?
Yes. Dark Mount is excellent.
They're going to be like, Reveal the Shield has been canceled.
So. And you can win a Dark Mount if you don't have one.
The Transformers line is no longer going to exist.
I
heard that talk before, mister.
I said that before, but here we are. So, what do you got? Am I the only person who absolutely loves the new Lugnut? It's a repaint of the... which I'm surprised that we're getting pictures of a repaint so quickly, but he's a repaint of the Reveal the Shield Voyager Lugnut.
Well, I mean, it's the same... this is the Takara Tomy...
okay, United. Gotcha. So this is the United version. Okay. Yeah.
So it is sucks that, which is odd because United is the Henke Classics line continuation.
Yeah,
right. And so this is like Generations. Like
now. Yeah.
This is the
odd one out.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah,
he's great.
I mean, he looks way better than the boring green, ugly sort of, I guess, Cybertron boring green color of the other lug nut.
It's weird that they would do this character and not give him the animated color scheme. Like, yeah. United S. I don't know. It's weird that you would go to all the trouble of recreating lug nut like this and then not color him.
It's almost like animated. It's almost like one group in at Hasbro wasn't speaking with another, or someone kind of missed the point. And
yeah, it's like, don't you know who this is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Seeing about the whole generations is packed on the same pegs as the movie toys. I can understand where they're going. They're like, let's try to make it slightly realistic colored in case some kid thinks it's like a movie toy.
Yeah. But I'm just really taken by how nice Slugnut looks. I'll have to pick that up.
And we may get him later. We may get a purple one later.
He looks fabulous.
We may get him for $40 and then be like, damn, why'd I spend $40?
Yeah, I'm not one who usually who skips the Hasbro version in favor of the Takara version, but I think I will with this.
Maybe, yeah.
I'm perplexed by this Jazz, because in one hand, it looks kind of cool. I like the speaker pop out. But does it look like the figure's really small?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Might he's a Voyager, out. So he's probably the same, like, in terms of the animated size, right? Which was shorter, but definitely wider.
He's probably taller than the animated Lugnut.
Well, the Jazz figure is what I'm talking about, though. The Jazz is a deluxe.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah.
He's a little simple looking. He doesn't give off a very impressive vibe.
Yeah.
It's probably about the size of Zite. Classics Prowl.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the leg joint, he could almost pass for a Legends toy or a Spy Changer.
Exactly.
But yeah, the previous pictures looked better. It could honestly just be bad lighting.
Yeah,
that's true. Or no lighting.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how these photographs were taken? So.
Yeah, some of them are pretty shabby.
Yeah.
They were taken pretty quickly.
Yeah, so I'm not going to pass judgment, you know.
As far as Jazz, though, I like the way, at least in vehicle mode, it looks when the speakers are deployed.
Yeah.
I think that is cool. Pretty well.
Yeah, there's some detailing on there. That looks really nice, yeah.
You know, for all we know, these... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, unfortunately, Trax's wing car mode is about as bad as I expected it to look.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. Like, I'm just going to pretend that's not there.
Like, when you were 4 or 5 and you were playing with the Hot Wheels or Matchbox cars, did you ever open the doors on them and pretend that they could fly then?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what this reminds me of.
Yeah, that's about as lame a winged car mode as you're going to get.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be Wheeljack, right? I don't know.
That's the idea, yeah.
Man, God, Lugnut looks fantastic. I'm sorry.
Calm yourself.
Stop ogling Lugnut.
Yeah, I want that so bad. Okay, sorry.
What's Cup going to be? Do we know if it's got a secondary?
We don't know anything about Cup except that it exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the first even hint we had at its appearance was that pack-in comic book cover scan from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That'll probably be Gears.
As long as it's not Orion Pax, we'll all be okay.
Yeah.
What was that Target Master who was like the truck that was blue and red?
I forget his
name. Whoa. Is it Crosshairs?
Yeah, I think Crosshairs.
Is that what it was?
The name's escaping me, but yeah, to me that's
blank, Crosshairs, one or the other.
Something like that, yeah.
It's totally kind of, that truck mode's looking similar enough to that for me.
It could be anything at this point. I mean,
it's going to be Wheelie.
Wheelie.
Oh, it's going to be Rat Bat.
It's gonna be Double Dealer.
Oh yes,
they just have names on like a six-sided die that they just throw.
Another
mode is gonna be Salmon. Oh crap!
Nah. Bombshell.
Salmon.
Actually, speaking of just random character names, Strafe is a repaint of Mindwipe. He looks so out of place.
No sense to that whatsoever.
None.
When I first read the text, I was like, well, that's stupid. And I saw, I was like, well, those colors are so pretty on that good mold. I like it, but it's not Strafe.
It's not just Strafe.
No. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Not Strafe.
Why not Jaxus?
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Why not? That sounds like a political sticker.
Yeah, why not? Jaxus, why not?
Jaxus.
That'll be our new RC bumper sticker. Why not?
John, get on that.
Done. Done and done.
No, what I like about Strafe, though, is how they put the Autobot symbol on the toy.
Yeah, that is kind of wacky.
Actually,
I like it.
Let me go back. I'm not even looking at it. Where is the Autobot symbol on the toy?
Wings. Look at the wings.
Just keep looking. Keep looking. You'll notice it eventually.
Oh, holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. I love that.
Never mind. It's win.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Way to go, Hasbro.
Yep.
Yeah, I will buy it just for that. That's fantastic. So
I'm still not going to buy it, but it is cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. So I haven't actually watched the preview, the very short preview of Prime, but apparently people are throwing a hissy fit because Prime doesn't have a nose.
Yeah.
I noticed that too. It wasn't very good.
He's got a crazy face.
You know who else didn't have a nose?
He had a nose.
You know who else didn't have a nose?
Jesus.
Primal.
What?
Jesus didn't have a nose?
It's true. It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible, yeah.
In the Bible. Seriously?
Yeah.
I haven't finished it yet.
He does. Optimus does look a little bit funny, but who really cares? He's a freaking robot. What does he need a nose for?
Well, it's
not going to smell like
he must look like us.
How many noses were missing in animated and no one cared?
But
people have a special thing with Prime because he's the leader and he's the most recognizable. That's the reason, probably the reason why.
Remember the fit?
I saw it and I thought it was kind of strange looking myself, but you know what? I thought the same way of animated when I first saw it too. So
I'm just gonna get used to it.
Well, and that's remember the first version of Energon Prime with the visible mouth and the fit people?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to see more of it first before I'm going to judge one way or the other.
I will say he's got like really eerie, like sunken eyes in the preview.
It looks like a surgical mask or something with holes cut in it.
Yeah, it is kind of disturbing.
Yeah,
maybe Optimus Prime is a surgeon.
Yes, that's his profession.
Like, because this show encompasses them, you know, coming to terms with the fact that they don't have to fight Decepticons anymore. So maybe Optimus Prime takes a day job as a doctor.
This is going to be a really short-lived series if there's not any Decepticons to fight.
Yeah, it'll be really
Doogie
boring.
Howser.
But why are they having Starscream in it then?
For fangirls.
Yeah.
I don't know, if you've noticed in the, Starscream is a F-16 or something like that.
Right.
And then Soundwave is a UAV. So they're pretty much, you know, they're up in the air. Nobody really knows. They're there on there spying on people and stuff like that. Hmm. So
that's a good point.
So,
whenever they do stylize something like this, like they do it animated, people throw a hissy fit because it doesn't look like what they expect it to. And then they see the show, and all of a sudden, the way animated looked, it seemed to bother too much.
Yeah,
so maybe it's the same way.
You know, Seeker in the chat just made a point that, give me your face. And it's gone. That's awesome.
And then I said, I have no face.
Yes.
You know what Icky reminds me of? Because I'm looking at it right now. Transformers Prime, the clip that you know you guys put in the chat window. He looks like Odo.
Ah, yeah.
Interesting.
That's true. Since he's missing features. But, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Let's see here. The thing I was most surprised by, the Transformers Collectors Club Sideburn.
Nice.
Yes. It's amazing. I thought there was a remold on the head, but XV says it isn't. It's amazing that they took the garish colors, the Sideburn, added them to a pretty decent toy, and made a pretty freaking phenomenal, ridiculously ugly, but beautiful homage to Sideburn. he's just missing like the car hanging off his butt. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's going to be a terrible homage because it's actually a good toy.
Yes. But it's the Autobot symbol on the top of the car like that. It's the canopy or whatever. It's just perfect.
Yeah.
It's spot on.
I tell you what makes that look like it's a head remold is because only half of his little head horn set is painted the yellow.
Right.
Gotcha.
Like it,
so. Okay.
Yeah,
creative asymmetry kind of with the paint apps make it look like a different mold.
You know, there are molds that they probably could have had a more I don't know. I guess like the Countach or whatever Sideswipe is might have worked a little better just to be. But that just looks really, really nice. I'm really excited about getting that.
Mm-hmm. This tickles my fancy a little more because when they were going to bring car robots over, before it became really common knowledge that was going to be a brand new restart, I was on the Trent camp of people expecting it to be somehow shoehorned into the original continuity, and I was like, well, Speed Breaker's going to be Hot Rod. And of course he wasn't, but now it's like, well, finally some connection there to the stupid fan rumor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So we have some comic news. Lady Wreck.
Yep, I have a little bit of comic news. So, yeah, we had... okay, here's a rundown. Sorry. There's a lot, because New York Comic Con was this last weekend, so I'm going to... I just kind of wrote down the highlights of the most important stuff that we need to have. So Ironhide and Sunstreaker, who we saw in the Ironhide miniseries, will be back in 2011. The animated almanacs will be reprinted, so any of you out there that have not gotten a chance to get those, you will have the opportunity to. There will be spotlights. They're bringing them back again. Don't ask me why, but we're going to be getting four of them, and I'm not arguing with that because I really, really like what they have on.
Actually, there's five, right?
Sorry. Well, they announced four. They didn't say what we're getting. They just said they're going to be giving four more spotlights, which kind of makes sense because... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just thought the quote was that James Roberts and Nick Roche were on one and Mowry was on four other ones.
Huh.
I think that's what Josh Stiglitz wrote on his Twitter.
From what he wrote, he said four new spotlights coming.
Yeah, I think Barricade 64 said four. Yeah. I think it was four.
He said four.
No,
I'm looking at it right now.
Spotlights back with Roachert's on one, Mowry on another, four total. And periods, people. Periods.
Hey, you're talking to the interweb here, where everybody says it wrong and writes it wrong. And
I still can't get it.
Yeah, it's all right. Anyhow, so we got four spotlights, and we're gonna have Roach, Robertson, Mowry on them. So. I'm excited about that because it'll be great to see Nick and James back writing. Oh, and Mowry, too, because I think he did a good job. Okay, so next one. Transformers Prime, the first paper, trade paperback of the actual show. They have they've printed their first trade paperback. But starting out in January, you can get the individual issues.
Awesome.
Kind of odd because the trade paperback has come out already, and now they're going to give us issues after that. So that's kind of odd.
It gives us issues.
Yeah, it gives us
issues. Issue with that.
Ha 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 ha! Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes, issues, and you made a joke. Ha ha!
Good job, man.
Very charming. Yes.
Very charming. Okay, Movieverse. John Barber will continue the Movieverse. I can't speak today. I'm sorry. I'm moving everything around. I'm dyslexic.
Amy's pulling a Kilby today, so.
She's John breaking Barber things?
Smash! Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. He broke me. Okay, so John Barber is going to continue the Movieverse with a prequel called Rising Storm. Carlos Magno is going to be on the art, and Barbara will also write the adaptation of the movie. So that'll be fun. Zombies make everything better, including Transformers. So we're going to be getting Infestation, where zombies and robots and crossover of all the titles of IDW, G.I. Joe, Ghostbusters. I can't remember what the other ones are. Those are the two that popped into my head. Oh, Star Trek, that's right. That'll be coming out in February. It's going to take place in Vegas because everything's better in Vegas, man.
Just like Dead Rising 2.
Somewhere Metal Hawk guy is squeeing.
You know? Squeeing, oh my god.
In oddness, IDW also makes like the Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer comics, and they didn't include them in this.
I know. That was
That's the obvious one there.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to have zombies in those comics.
Well, you know, it's
no,
just like
they already have zombies in them.
Yeah, that the zombies called the plot.
Vampires.
Oh.
Vampires.
Yeah, because you know, if zombies and vampires merged, I think the world would explode.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, Buffy, Angel, have thought. Some substance. Go. Can't do it.
The answer to all of those zombie woes are going to be Buffy and Angel. Hey, go take care of these men. Oh, whatever.
You know, I love Ghostbusters fighting zombies on theory alone.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Transformers fighting zombies, it's like, and it's been done before, I know, but still to me, it's like, okay, in Master Force, they were the size of people, so I could kind of figure out Metal Hawk, you know, not really stepping on them, but they could step on them and problem solved.
Why would they care?
It's like, hey, the humans. Well,
I guess
you know,
we'll just have to find out.
You know, with humans, it's like, oh crap, they're zombies. They're going to eat our brains. Autobots are like, who cares if they eat your brains?
Well, you know, Prime's like, we need to help the humans. Okay, what do we do? Step on them.
I recently saw some artwork that was submitted to IDW on this, and you know, if it's done well, I think that I will have fun reading them. I'm not going to say that I'm going to be like, oh, this is so totally cool, and you know, it fits into the canon perfectly, although they have said that they're going to make it fit. Don't ask me how they're going to do that. But yeah, zombies are cool. They're in right now, so might as well. Couldn't be better than what we were already
doing. Autobot Spike should show up. That's what should happen.
That'll be cool.
Just occurred to me.
Okay.
They're biting.
Well,
okay.
To move on, we're going to get something called Heart of Darkness. It's a miniseries written by the Infestation writers and drawn by Ulysses Marinus. It's coming out in March. It will feature Galvatron and his army. So the continuity that we haven't seen of them, we're going to get. So it'll be pretty interesting.
Awesome.
Revenge of the Decepticons arc will start in 2011 for the ongoing series. Believe me, it needs it. Megatron will return he'll be redesigned by Don Figueroa. And that's pretty much all of the New York Comic Con highlights. I think there's a little bit more information, but as you know, anybody is, if you haven't had a chance to go see all that, it's up at a lot of different places. So, and of course, you can always PM me or Barricade 64, who was the guy that was our fly on the wall.
Yes.
And reported all this. So cool.
Very cool.
Two more pieces or a few more pieces out this week. Not Going 12. I read it today. I honestly have no comments.
That great.
Well, let's just say earlier today I was channeling my inner Ender.
I thought it was that good that you were left speechless.
No. It was that bad that I have nothing to say on it.
Did you channel Ender?
Well, because earlier today I was ranting.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I have calmed down just a little bit because I finally came to the conclusion that this is probably the best way to describe it. Meaning in no disrespect for the writers and the artists, because I think they're doing fine. I think I think the editing is failing them. But this storyline is the turd that won't flush.
That's wow. Pretty good. I like that.
Next, but to lighten the mood a little bit, Drift came out last week, and next week we're going to be getting our last issue, and it is excellent. So far, I've not been disappointed. So if you don't want ongoing or not going, get Drift because it's pretty good. And I think it'll end well so far. I just wrote my review on that last night, so I need to put that, but yeah.
So you think Drift will die at the end?
Hey.
I don't know what's going to happen to Drift at the end at this point.
Because that would be great. No, I'm sorry.
So, but though, literally, they say all's well that ends well. So, will that hold true?
Last little piece that I want to throw out there. The Underbase, last night we interviewed Alex Milne.
Awesome.
And you can go and check that out at moonbase2.org. And that's everything that I have to report this week on the comic news.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Hey, JD, what happened this week in history?
You know, a thing Stuff. Did happen.
Something.
It was on this very day, in fact, 1986, that the episode Madman's Paradise premiered, which is, of course, an episode in which they end up on a like alternate mystical planet. It's really weird. I don't know. They fall down a hole, and then Grimlock and...
They fall into a quintessent plot hole, and
yes.
You just kind of imagine where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fell into a your mom hole.
Confusion.
Yeah. Dumb things happen, and then they come back, and everybody's okay.
All the tentacles.
Yeah. It's also the episode with the origin of Grimlock's apron.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, because they were serving... He was serving at a party or something. It was really...
Okay.
Because Grimlock is exactly the one you want to have as your waiter at an important diplomatic event.
This is true.
In honor of today's This Day in History, I have a challenge to all of our listeners. On Facebook or Twitter, submit us pictures of your fan art of Grimlock's apron becoming a super mode armor for Grimlock.
Ooh.
Or a cape. Yeah. A cape would be excellent.
That would be awesome.
Just send them in, guys. We'll be glad to look at them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You're not going to win anything but a date with Exy.
We can't promise
entertain
that.
Entertain Rob.
Yeah.
You'll entertain me. Make me smile. Look at
pretty
this smile.
Awesome.
Date not included.
So, let's go ahead and jump to Chris McFeely with this week's Wiki Spotlight.
Wiki. You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Give me your face.
All right, and it is time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight. And to do that, we, of course, have Chris McFeely. Chris, what do you got for us?
This week is the obvious choice. I bumped we updated the featured article last month, as we do at the start of every month. But I overlooked it last week. I bumped it for wholly selfish reasons, as we all know if we listened last week what I was begging up last week. So this week we'll take a look at the featured article for this month, which is Generation 1 Ultra Magnus, who did a lot more stuff than you might realize. Ultra Magnus always gets a lot of flack for never doing much, but you read the length of this cartoon section, you'd be surprised at how much he actually got up to. And, of course, there's the obligatory massive Japanese cartoon continuity section. Everybody know, but then this is one of those interesting things because everybody knows that Ultra Magnus came to Earth before the movie and was in Scramble City. That's just been one of those, even if you've never seen Scramble City, that's one of those little fandom nuggets that everybody's known about since we were all on Usenet. And everybody knows that Ultra Magnus dies in Headmasters as well. But did you know that Ultra Magnus once decided that the best possible move to promote human and Transformer relations would be to form a singing group? Or that he carries around or that he put a gun in Optimus Prime's trailer, or that he and Optimus Prime really enjoyed kicking Decepticons together at the same time.
And also, I didn't know that.
Yes, well, they have a special move dedicated to it in Japanese manga. It's not that special. Also, an extensive section dedicated to his time in the UK comics and his which is about the only piece of fiction that actually managed to make him an ongoing enemy of Galvatron's, in line with the original ideas behind the film. And what else do we got in here? Sources as varied as the pack-in flyers for the Stars promotion to his appearances in Transformers 3D, Super Deformed Japanese manga, Dreamwave, IDW, And most recently, some of the truly crazy crap he has gotten up to and various alternate reality versions of himself have gotten up to in the Alternity storyline. And Magnus is also one of those characters who has a section so large for his toys that it's been split off into a separate page, which has been updated recently to be quite thorough and cover an extensive amount of merchandise like AM radios cast in his image and voice synthesizers and an awful lot of small plastic Japanese figurines that you probably didn't know existed, and a heck of a lot of white repaints of Optimus Prime. So, although he may just be a soldier and may not be worthy, Ultra Magnus is this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
In the beginning came the beasts and all that creeps, crawls, and flies. But nature lies, they're robots in disguise. Beast Wars, the next step in Transformer evolution is here. New Maximals, heroic animals, battle the evil reptile and insect forces of the Predacons. They fight tooth and claw. Heroic Dinobot attacks. Morphs from Raptor Beast into vicious robot with spinning Velociraptor blades. Evil Waspinator full of venom changes like never before. From insect to high tech and puts the sting on Cheetor. But there's more to Cheetor than meets the eye. Under the skin lurks a robot within, with hidden weapons firing. But treacherous Tarantula mutates and counterattacks. Charging, slashing, blasting. All new Beast Wars. The next step in Transformer evolution is here. And when you buy the Maximal Predacon 2-pack, you get a free Beast Wars comic book.
Beast Wars!
Each sold separately.
Leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT.
We have tragic news today. The Autobot Blur was found dead in his quarters this morning. The autobotopsy report contained disturbing results. Perceptor released the following statement. A thorough analysis of Blur's systems had to be done in order to determine the cause of death. The shocking conclusion is that Blur died of old age. It turns out that his internal systems were almost completely non-standard. He had made extensive and extremely unorthodox modifications, which tripled his speed at the cost of exponentially reducing his operational lifespan. In short, he overclocked himself and burned himself out. From the physical evidence, he made these modifications only a few weeks after first coming online, Perceptor concluded. None of his friends and coworkers had any idea that his speed was artificial. Haywire, his Target Master partner, stated, "I knew he would get these unexplained bouts of depression, but like everything else he did, they were over so quickly that I didn't really worry about it." Later, while going through his personal effects, Haywire discovered a series of journal entries that provide an explanation. Blur wrote, "No one notices me. I walk into the room, and it's like I'm not even there. Everyone talks about the flashy bots, the ones with unique personalities and crazy gimmicks. I'm just standard issue, and I think that's all I'll ever be to these people. I am so lonely." A later entry continues, "I can't stand it. Everyone likes Blaster because of his rhymes, and Hound entertains people with his holograms, and Springer has his talk show. No one really listens to me. I tried to reinvent myself as the funny one, but my best jokes fell flat. We're robots. Why does no one like math jokes? I even got the communication system to assign 555-793-7219 as the phone number for Optimus, so I could make a joke about it being a prime number. And no one even cared." The final entry, "I have figured it out. If I do this, there is no way I will be overlooked ever again. But will I still be me? I don't know what this is going to do to my mental stability. And I'll die young, I know I will. But giving up a long life of loneliness is no sacrifice. I'm going to do it. I chose my new name today, Blur. I'm not worried about anyone finding out. To do that, they'd have had to pay attention to me when I was still Mervin." Prowl had some thoughts on these startling revelations. He said, "Mervin? Really? Wow. The amazing thing about this is that Blur's sacrifice, trading his lifespan for increased speed, would have given him a tremendous tactical advantage in our fight against the Decepticons. After seeing his undoctored system reports for the first time, I can think of any number of missions for him that would have utilized these advantages to help stop the war. But apparently his entire motive was to be just gimmicky enough to make friends. He didn't want to be a war hero, he didn't want to be a star, he just wanted to be noticed and to belong, and he was content with that. I find that so pathetic." Optimus Prime had this to say, "Prime number? I get it!
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999.
Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?
So we are back. I want to thank Chris McFeely for the TF Wiki Spotlight, as well as Turin. It's been a while since we've heard from Turin, but he submitted that news to us. So thank you, guys. Okay, so I wanted to let everyone in the chat know that we're going to be throwing it to the chat room for some topic fodder later on. So, guys, on the show, if you can just take notes of what's going on. You guys did this when I was actually in Connecticut, so I really enjoyed listening to that. I kind of wish that I had been in on that. So this is my chance to, you know, not feel left out.
It won't be half as awesome with you here, though.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, that's yeah. cool.
It's because sure, it's not, it won't be as much of a train wreck.
I don't know about that. Okay, so you know,
I hate train wrecks.
Yeah, it's true. We have one more week for our contest, in which you can win Dark Mount, who is awesome. So it's to celebrate our 11th anniversary. RFC actually, as of Friday, we'll be celebrating our 11th anniversary. God, we've been doing this for 11 years, for the most part, kinda. And we have gotten no more awesome over the years, but we're still here.
It sure has been 11 years since you started doing the show, anyway.
Yeah, it's true. So we're going to be giving away Dark Mount as well as War for Cybertron Megatron, and we have two contests going concurrently. And it's easy to win. All you have to do to be eligible for Dark Mount, just join our Facebook fan page. It's that simple. Facebook.com/TF Radio. Just join up and you are eligible. We'll pick a winner before the show next Wednesday, the 20th. So if, say, 7:30 by 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time on October 20th, if you remember the Facebook fan page, you will be eligible. Again, Facebook.com/TF Radio. And to win War for Cybertron Megatron from Generations, pretty simple. All you have to do is call us and leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. And we've gotten some voicemails in.
yes, we have.
Yes, we have. And so we may play them on the show. So, but we'll pick our favorite, and the person who we select will win War for Cybertron Megatron. So it's 931-99-GOBOT. That's within the United States. 931-99-GOBOT. Outside, I guess it's plus one, or however you do it. If you have Skype,
long distance rates will apply.
Yeah, if you have Skype, you Skype out credits. It's way cheaper.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so we'll announce the winners next week.
If you got a cell phone, it probably won't cost you anything anyway.
Not a thing.
Yeah, well, if you're on the other side of the country, on the other side of the world.
That's true. So
they're calling
that's
the
what I'm saying. Long distance rates do apply.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Your parents might kill you.
Yeah.
It's 2010. There's a way to do this for free. You can find it.
Yeah, there absolutely
yeah,
is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
For free
there's
or
a will,
for
there's
very
a way.
Cheap.
Get you a Packet 8 trial.
I don't even know what that is.
VoIP.
I have a feeling I wanna.
Yeah.
And Cisco's got a competitor coming out for it. I'm holding out because Packet 8 blows.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to our chat room, who is throwing out suggestions for topics. And if I think so. So if you go to tfradio.net/live or tformers.com, every Wednesday evening we broadcast the show live. You can participate in the chat. It's really fun. We're in there a little chat with you guys. It's kind of a blast. So and my chat just crashed. Can anyone else get in?
My okay, here's our first question. If Hasbro did a Transformers Pokemon crossover plotline, who'd be what?
That's awesome.
Who'd be what?
That is the best question.
Oh, God.
Well, Freebie would be what? Jolt as Pikachu?
Guys, Moon's already
like Jolt
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Wait, Moon is Pikachu. You're right. Yeah.
Wait, isn't it pretty much Armada?
And Rat Trap in Beast Wars Metals manga was pretty Pikachu-ish,
right.
too.
Right. Transformers Pokemon crossover would be Armada, right? They got to catch on the minicons. So,
in all seriousness,
don't start that crap again, Peter.
Judging by the crossover toys we got, they just be themselves. Yeah. Hey, Pikachu turns into a bulldozer.
Oh. That'd be awesome.
Ground piling giant robots.
Yeah, man.
Dragon
Jigglypuff is badass.
Charizard.
Charizard would be TM2 Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Thinking on your feet.
I actually know something about Pokemon. God help me.
Yeah. I know too much about at least the first game of Pokemon I played.
Yeah. I used to watch Pokemon.
Exactly like the last one.
Starscream would be turned into a Gengar. See, it's a ghost joke.
Very nice. Ooh. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Now you're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's creative thinking. Here's nice. Okay, on to the next one.
Which subgroup of Transformers would you like to see in the comics, show, etc.? That's from Seeker.
Protectobots. I'm sorry.
Protect it was in a show. Yeah.
The Protecticons.
Yes, that would be a great show. When you say show, is it like a sitcom or?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they get their own show. They get their own comic.
What,
I don't know.
Subgroup would you like to see spun off into their own sitcom?
That would be excellent.
Dinobots.
Yeah. Dinobots in One Day at a Time G2.
Start in like a buddy cop series.
He's the Dinobot Overlord. He's really arrogant and kind of stupid. He's a detective. Hey. And together they're hunting ghosts in the center of the plant.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That was. Have you already put thought into this?
Well, Peter, I've already assumed that once my fame goes beyond robot nerd world, that my sitcom would be about me and all my my circle of friends being a ghost hunting team. It'd be like, you know, I could just see like Brian figuring out how to work the thing, and like John and Hooper going, ghosts, and Nickers Gates a bunch of ghosts and punches on the nose.
Very nice.
I would put the Wreckers in a show.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. That would be.
What kind of show, though? See, that's a.
That'd be like a cop show.
An actual show.
Band of Brothers. Band of Brothers.
Like an animated on TV or something like that. I would say, there's all the way, baby.
Band of Brothers. But no, it's got to be like a parody of like an.
Parody? More. I have no idea what I would.
Oh, you mean like Seinfeld or Friends?
Well, or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like, got to. Like, but like Brian said, like Wreckers, but as like the Band of Brothers miniseries, you know?
No, that the record's in the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, that would
this
work.
Is a cameo.
They make a band. That would be awesome.
They just crush the house.
We could have
if you want to do the band thing, then do like Partridge Family. But which record would be Danny Bonaducci?
Springer.
Desperate Housewives version of Wreckers.
Oh God!
Oh my God!
Actually, no. Beast Machine Records would be on Surreal Life because it's like. How many has-beens are on this team?
I went all Skywarp,
there's Rodimus, there's Ape-Link.
they're all like alcoholics.
And there's Mini-Me. Wow, he's drunk a lot.
I went an All in the Family.
Ooh, like an All in the Family version. Kind of like with, who would be the most racist Transformer?
Most racist?
Ironhide?
Other than Jazz?
Race Evolution.
No, Jazz isn't racist.
Yeah, he's already
he's the one who's being targeted by racists.
Yeah, I was about to say. He's the one who gets licked from like, Ironhide.
He's going to be the one the other ethnic Transformers would dislike because this Pretender show was white. And you're like, oh, I see.
No, the most racist would probably be Animated Sentinel. Because he's all like anti-organic and everything.
Ooh, you're right. He would be. He'd be like upper-class hypocritical.
The Archie Bunker character.
No, he would be the super upper-class racist who'd be like, oh, we really shouldn't go into that neighborhood.
Yeah, I can see Rattrap being really prejudiced.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Rattrap.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
A lot of opinions.
Oh, yeah. He would not have issues voicing those.
EF Geek for Life asks, any Transformers character, what alt mode would you like to see them change into, but it can't be a G1 alt mode? I guess, like, their original.
What I would like to see is one of those drawings that, you know, can't exist, like the stairs that go, like, in a circle. I want something like that. Or like the face, or like the faces, vases thing, where you look at it one time, it's a face, and you look at it again, it's a vase. That's what I want.
Oh, good God.
yeah, that's one way to go with this. But going on the topic of real vehicles, I've always wanted to see a Ketton credit applied to a Transformer.
A what?
It's a German half-track motorcycle.
Ah. I want like a space shuttle's the little launcher vehicle thing that like goes a mile an hour that takes the space shuttle to the launch pad.
You know, that could totally be like an updated Grandis since it's just a box.
Oh, Grandis, that's excellent, dude. That's awesome. I didn't even think about that. Grandis would be awesome. No, there are things I would like to see. So that haven't been used. Wait, no, there's not. G1 pretty much. Maybe like a missile launcher bird thing. That wait, no.
No, that's yeah. That's
God.
Have they done like a TV remote or something?
They probably did, and like with the movie, the real
or how about,
yeah,
or how about
the real TV remote? Like
there's a cell phone.
Fans, yeah. But,
you know. Yeah, digital yeah. camera.
Cell phone.
A Segway.
Hopefully, well, like
that little pouch that you sling on the side of your couch that holds all of your remotes.
Mm.
I would be afraid it would bite my hand off when I would be reaching for a remote.
A saddlebag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe just a saddle.
Segway, that's awesome.
A horse's saddle. Yeah. You get a bunch of horses with broken backs. This one ton saddle.
Why does the saddle weigh so much?
No, well, I don't
hurt.
You know what?
Into
a humanoid robot, it would turn into a robot horse. So they would do a junkie. One saddle would ride one horse, and they.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
You know what I want to see? You know what alt mode I want to see? I want to see a transformer that turns into a power core combiner that doesn't sit on the damn shelf.
Oh.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Call it Devastator, and we're done.
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Now there's one. So okay, so a little bit different variation as far as like a G1 character to a Beast Wars character and what their animal mode would be. So
how do I do this one without being awful?
I'm scared.
I am very scared.
I'm really trying to think about that.
Please continue.
So
mm-mm. I don't know. Swindle could be like a hyena or something. I don't know.
Swindle has a hyena. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, that would work.
What are the
Metroplex is a blue whale?
To have sex Metroplex with everything all the time.
What XV?
What primate is it that goes around trying to have sex with everything all the time?
Humans.
Oh, bonobos. Yes.
No, bonobo.
Yeah, the bonobo chimps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tracks of the bonobo.
They have sex with everything.
Yeah, they do.
I like the way you're thinking here.
Okay.
And watch that be the one fanfic that never gets written, though.
Yeah.
Like, here's the most obvious source for Slash, and what? No one's written a Slash about it.
It's either that or it will explode.
Don't give him any ideas.
I'm sure there's an Optimus Minor, you know, like Apache.
No. It'd be something even more random, like... oh, hey. Crap. Right, really? The toaster from Revenge of the Fallen and Heinland? Really? This is what you wrote. And someone's enjoying, like, really?
That's some warm balls right there, dude.
I can see where that death kill goes.
See, I don't want to say this anymore because someone's going to send me the link.
I like some of these that they put in the chat room. Geek for Life says Sunstreaker as Cheetah. Stuntman, Shockwave as Firefly, as a Firefly, and Guzzle as a Beetle.
Aww. Huh.
Okay, chat room is
obviously a lot more mature than we are.
Yeah. I feel really bad.
Those are, I know.
Well, you know, these people are probably like half our ages, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Which makes it even better.
They're half Kilby's age. I mean, you know, Kilby's
Rob's older than that.
At least I'd Warthog. There you go.
Some of them
have
at least
the
older than 12 and a half.
That'd be awesome.
17 is almost half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So obviously, they're more mature than we are.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
That is sort of terrifying.
Yeah.
To think that. Wow. Anyway.
Considering all the jokes I made during the Bullet Train team release, yeah.
That's true.
Okay, so what beast mode would Astro Train have?
Oh, God.
And Urban.
Okay, no, wait, I'm just gonna say Ebba Boone.
Ebba Boone. There you go.
Yeah. Ebba Boone.
You guys can fix
me no fun.
Well, no, it's just no. Astro Train.
Well, you'd have to have two alt modes, right? So one of them would
one of them's a gerbil and the other one's the tube.
Oh, I about fell out of my chair because of that. Wow.
Oh, God.
Still PG. Still PG.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, what was Twitter theater this week?
About killed it. See you guys later.
That's why we're the best.
Oh, my.
Rob, go ahead. Tell us about Microchange Blaster.
Yeah.
Please. You guys want to hear about this week's Twitter theater?
Yes.
No.
On the subject of naughty Transformers, we had I'm sorry, guys. I really, really could not compete with both 2 weeks of Cootie PSSU footage. So instead, we got a actual Takara commercial for Microman Microchange. It's a super long, unnecessary name, which is basically the Microman version of Blaster. And the commercial is—it's not exactly super far out, but it gets a little awkward because it starts off with a planet, and Micro Man robots are just kind of flying at the camera, or flying by, because microfying glasses just fly in space, stuff like that. And all of a sudden, this really porny music starts playing, and there's the Micro Man Blaster, because as a lot of you guys know, the Micro Man version was a working radio. There he was playing, and his weird voice, like ha 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 ha, like Mickey Mouse getting a back rub. Ah, he's saying something, but that's all he sounded like. And the guy grabs him and starts transforming him. And he's like, wah, 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 wah. And the guy's like, it shows him he's like a businessman, which is even creepier. And he's like smiling, holding like, yeah.
It's
like, there's the toy.
It's not as creepy as like the kid that had the Megatron or the Browning or whatever it was in his...
I was going to do that, but I figured I'd hold it.
I think you already did that, didn't you?
I did the one where
he had it. How we saw it in the first place?
No, there's another one. There's actually a different one. See, the one you're talking about is the one where all the toys come alive in his room. The one I almost posted was this kid in very disturbingly shorty short shorts comes walking out in a very James Bond thing. He's like, and he spins around and pulls out a pistol and points. It's like, what's this kid have a gun for?
Yeah.
And then it goes on. From there, change, and turns into Browning. It's like, wait a minute, why does this kid have a gun, and why is he in this situation that he need a gun for? Like, oh shit, shoot time.
It's a bad neighborhood.
We don't even have those commercials.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Well, this is not an American commercial, is it?
No.
No.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no. Over here, it'd be like, let me do an American version of a micro. We'll do the Blaster commercial. No, wait, Lady Gaga, you know. Same song 100,000 times with a
different...
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Boy, the Browning one would be awesome, though, because it'd be like all gangster rap. It'd be like one, two, and they're like little kids pulling up and shooting at each other with Brownings, and then like, chain, motherfucker. And it turns into a robot.
The American version of the Browning commercial. Remember the Night Scream versus Jetstorm commercial?
Yes.
Yes.
It'd be like that, but with Brownings and stuff.
Yes.
So they turn it from the robots into the guns, and then finally it's like, one, fine.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So,
like extra ketchup.
Yes, I guess.
They're going to go work for Hasbro.
You should. I agree.
Especially after tonight.
Yes. Right, reveal the shield. Wow, I wonder if Optimus Prime's an Autobot or not. Reveal the shield Transformers.
I miss that gimmick.
Yes, for Captain Optimus.
Yes. Okay, so let's go ahead and...
What?
Okay, we'll call it a day. So that's it for Dear Free Cybertron this week. Don't forget, we have a contest. Go to facebook.com/TFRadio. To become a fan of Radio Free Cybertron on Facebook, and you'll be eligible to win Dark Mount from Generations. You have until next Wednesday around 7:30 Eastern Daylight Time Also, if you want to have a chance to win War for Cybertron Megatron, leave us a voicemail 931-99-GOBOT. Do it. You know Whoa. You want to. Yes. So that's it for the crew. I'm Brian Kilby. We will be back next week. Thank you for listening.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.